Hey, Mark Hunter joins us to preview. Very interesting to hear Steve's assessment of the track today, Mark.
Yeah, four meetings in a month, Marty. Look, it races pretty well, usually kind. You don't tend to get too many absolutely biased tracks there. Usually it's pretty fair across the track.
Great. Well, let's have a look at it. The first race is a maiden over 1,100, and the main one's in betting, a number one, Celeritate Regime at 3.40, 9.50 Surgical. Kapaki's at $1.80, down to Aggression and Emmy Awards, who are both at $9.
Yeah, look, it's getting into pretty short odds now, number four, Kapaki, but I do think it's the best bet of the day. Its debut effort was enormous, running home strongly from the back, and then was far from disgraced behind Brutal. It's gone for a spell, it's come back, won a recent jump out, still did things wrong, but, gee, there's good ability there, and I think in a perfectly suitable race, it can kick off its winning career here to beat number seven, Aggression. Aggression got back and made ground last time in a bunch finish. Will be suited by the extra trip. Number one, Celeritate Regime. It's got speed, going to be there for a long way. And next best, number eight, Emmy Awards, who did show some speed and some ability in the jump out. But I think four will win, 4, 7, 1, and 8.
So we go 4 from 7, 1, and 8. We now go over to the second race, a three-year-old maiden over the 1,200, and he can take out runners 2 and 8. One's in the market, a number three, Macon Hay at 3.40, 5.50 for Fastos, and then we're down to 3.40, Burlington Miss and Ordell is at $4.80.
Yeah, they have a chance. It's a good little race, this one. I'm going with the race experience down the bottom each way, number 11, Ordell, whose first two runs were in good company. They were both good. Went for a spell, came back a midweeker in town. It missed the start, got a long way back. Was never in the race, but was quite good through the line. I think better for that run, a good barrier, better get away, can settle closer and improve. To beat number three, Macon Hay, it won a trial recently under a big hole. It's got good speed. From gate one, it'll spear out and take running down. Number 10, Burlington Miss, was good on debut in towns, trialled up quite nicely. And 6, Fastos, took some riding along in a Flemington jump out, but was strong late. It's another one with a winning chance. Not much between them, 11, 3, 10 and 6.
11 from 3, 10, 6. We look at the third of Fillies and Mares maiden plate, and you can take out runners 4, 6, 7 and also the 12. Number 1, Croatian is at 5.50, Miss Conspiracy 8.50. Red Jewel Girl at 3.60, Written on Rock at 9.50, Despacito at $2.20 is the favourite.
Yeah, I think it's a two-horse race, so numbers 5 and 9. I've just gone the other way to favouritism. I'll go number 5, Red Jewel Girl, just looking for the horse that I think will be strongest at the end of 14.50. Red Jewel Girl resumed. It went via the Cape on the home turn, made good ground to finish third. I think fitter for that run. I just think it might be the one that's stronger late at the 14.50. To beat number 9, Despacito, just held its ground last start. The run was nothing spectacular, and it wasn't exactly super strong over the line, but this is easier. Take your pick after that. Maybe number 8, Written in Rock, can get into a place, or number 2, Miss Conspiracy, resuming. But two-horse race, 5 just ahead of 9, then 8 and 2.
So 5 from 9, 8 and 2. Now the fourth event is a maiden over 2,000, taking out the 8. Number 1, Cool Dude at 5, 3.80 for Tapanui, 5 for Hurricane, and we've got Big Dream Big at 2.25.
Yeah, it's short odds Dream Big, but it is the one to beat in another race where there's just absolutely no depth. So I think it comes through the best form race behind Shake On It and So Is Comet. It was one pace, suggesting the 2,000 metres will suit. It'll roll forward somewhere near the front and just might outgrind them. The danger, I think, is number 6, Hurricane. Just missed the boat last time, but kept coming strongly. It's very one-paced. 3, Tapanui. Well, it had every chance last start and wasn't getting any stronger on the line. It's got some hope because the race is that weak. And maybe 4th pick, number 7, Mississippi Grace, who's thereabouts but will struggle to win. Again, I think it's mainly a two-horse race, so I'll go 9 from 6, then 3 and 7.
9 from 6, 3 and 7. First leg of the quaddy is race 5 over 2,000. Take out 8, 9 and 11. Number 1, Shaq is at 4, $3 for Buffon, 3.20 Own Sweet Way, down to Kugel Blitz, who's at $7.50.
Yeah, I think number 2, Buffon, can win again. Look, it was only in one of those 58 highway races last time, but it absolutely destroyed them. And second and third weren't bad horses there, so stepping up to the benchmark 64, I think you can handle that. You've got Ben Allen to ride, the big plus. It'll be up on the speed. It races well here to beat number 5, Own Sweet Way, who's getting fitter and getting to a more suitable trip, I think, is the danger. 7, Tavataka. The stable's going well. It was a strong maiden win. This is a harder race, but not hopeless. And 4th pick, number 3, Shaq. It'll go forward, just whether it's strong enough at the end of the 2,000 will be the query there. think two's the one to beat. 2, 5, 7, and 1.
2 from 5, 7, and 1. We have a look at race 6, a 64-1200, and you can take out runners 3 and 5. Number 1 for sure is at 5, 6 for Midnight Cowboy. Mint on Mosley at 5, down to Southern Turf at 3.10. Think We're Due at 5.50, and Kissy Me's at 7.
Yeah, I think Southern Turf can win again. The stables horse is just absolutely fly around this track, George Osborne. And this improved a lot second up to just lead, dominate the race and win easily. And I think with Rose Pearson's claim drawn out wide, it'll press forward again and look for a similar scenario here to beat number 1 for sure, who's dropping back to 1,200 metres, which is going to suit a lot better in that run. You go back a few starts, that run on Geelong Cup Day is good enough to be in the finish here. Third pick, number 9, Kissing Me, just bombed at the start, was in the wrong spot last time to get that run. And fourth, number 2, Midnight Cowboy, who's had a really consistent campaign. This is probably, it's out of limit as far as class-wise goes. I think 6 is the one to beat from 1, 9 and 2.
6 from 1, 9 and 2. We go to race 7 over the 14.50, taking out the 11, number 1, Fergus McGurgus at 5.50, Stratum on Fire 3.40, Call to Justice at 8.50, Fall Forward at 4.60, Spudfest at 9.50, $9 Tax Evader and Isa Bay is at $8.
Well, Stratum on Fire should win here, really. It resumes from a spell. It's had a couple of handy trials, and you go back a few runs, it's got a 5th behind Iconoclasm, which would just blow this field away. So looks like it's come back in good shape from the trials. It does draw a little awkwardly, just needs an ounce of luck, but looks to have a big class edge on them to beat. I think the value runner for the day is number 6, Spudfest, who just had no luck at all last time, was making ground on the inside and just ran out of room. It gets to its home track with Linda Meach. Third pick, number 8, Tax Evader from the good gate, has got some hope. And then number 1, Fergus McGurgus, who was a narrow winner in the maiden. This is certainly a harder race, but it's an improving type of horse. 2, the one to beat, just has to turn up in good order. 2, 6, 8, and 1.
2 from 6, 8, and 1. And then we go to the last over 1,100. You can take out runners 3, 6, and 8. We've got number 2, Triple Shot at 4.20. 4, Sleek Achiever at 3.80. Toolbar 4, $4 for Ograce.
I think another one for the home trackers here, number 5, Toolbar, who had its first go for the stable at Gundagai, just set up on the speed and raced away for a big win. It's got the 3-kilo claim here. It will jump. I don't know if it'll lead Triple Shot. It'll be either in front or outside the leader controlling the race. And the way it won first up, it's going to win more races for sure. To beat number 1, the Bont, got back, ran on quite well first up. This is a class drop and will be fitter. 9, Ograce, having its first start for the stable, has shown form to be competitive in this sort of race. And then number 2, Triple Shot, who's got good speed. It's going to be there for a long way. Whether it runs a strong 1,100 will be the query. I think 5's the one to beat. 5, 1, 9, and 2.
So we go 5 from 1, 9, and 2. And Mark, what's your best roughy quaddy and also your play of the day?
My best is race 1, number 4, Kaipaki. My roughy is race 7, number 6, Spudfest. The quaddy will cost you $80 for 50 cents. We'll go first leg 1, 2, 5, and 7 into 1, 2, 6, and 9. Third leg 2 and 6 only, and come home with 1, 2, 4, 5, and 9. Play of the day, I'm going to go the early quaddy. I think we'll get it cheap. We'll go number 4, 1 out, into 3, 6, 10, and 11, into 5 and 9, and we'll come home with numbers 6 and 9, $16 for a $1 investment.
Very good. Thanks for that, Mark. Good putting.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Mark Hunter.